This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of May 2026. Essence. Sweet children, each of you should ask yourself, have I become a conqueror of my physical senses? Do any of my physical senses deceive me? Question. What should each one of you children promise yourself in order to become Karmateet? Answer. Promise yourself that none of your physical senses will ever make mischief. I have to control my physical senses. I definitely have to put into practice all the directions that Baba has given. Baba says, sweet children, if you want to become Karmateet, don't perform sinful actions through any of your physical senses. Maya is very powerful. The eyes are very deceitful. And this is why you must take care of yourself. Om Shanti. Children, are you sitting here in soul consciousness? Ask yourself this. Each of you has to ask yourself everything. The Father shows you the way. Ask yourself, are you sitting here in soul consciousness? Am I remembering the Father? This is your spiritual army. In other armies, it is only young ones who enroll. In this army there are young ones who are only 14 or 15 years old, and even old ones who are 90 years old, as well as infants. This is the army to conquer Maya. Each of you has to conquer Maya and claim your unlimited inheritance from the Father. Because Maya is very powerful. You children can understand for yourselves that Maya is very powerful. Each of the physical senses causes a lot of deception. Which physical sense deceives you the most? It is the eyes that deceive you the most. Even though someone may have a wife of his own, when he sees another beautiful woman, he is very quickly attracted to her. His eyes deceive him such a lot that his heart wants to touch her. It has been explained to you children that your intellects must always understand that you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are brothers and sisters. Maya deceives you a great deal in a very incognito way. This is why you should also write in your chart which of the physical senses deceived you throughout the day. The eyes are the worst enemy. Therefore, you should write that when you saw so-and-so, your eyes were drawn. There is the example of Sodas, someone who blinded himself because his eyes deceived him. He blinded himself. When you check yourself, you will find that your eyes deceive you the most. Sometimes a man leaves his own wife and becomes besotted with another beautiful woman. If someone is a very good singer and has put on beautiful makeup, his eyes very quickly cause mischief and are drawn. This is why Baba says, these eyes deceive you a lot. Although you may be doing service, your eyes deceive you a lot. You have to be very cautious of this enemy. Otherwise, it is understood that you are destroying your own status. Sensible children should note down in their diaries, when I saw so-and-so, my vision was drawn to that one. In that case, you should punish yourself. On the path of devotion too, if their intellects wander in other directions while they are praying, they pinch themselves. When such and such a woman comes in front of you, you should move away. You shouldn't just stand there watching her. The eyes cause a lot of deception. And this is why sannyasis sit with their eyes closed. Men sit at the front and make the women sit at the back. There are some sannyasis who don't look at women at all. You children have to make a lot of effort. It is not a small thing to claim the fortune of the kingdom of the world. Those people would probably collect 10, 12, 20,000, or 1 to 200,000, or 1,000,000. However, everything is now to be destroyed. You children receive the imperishable inheritance. You attain everything. There is nothing to attain for which you would have to beat your head. There is the difference of day and night between the end of this Iron Age and the beginning of that Golden Age. There is nothing here. This is now your most elevated confluence age. You must definitely write the term most elevated. It didn't take God long to change humans into deities. You have now become Brahmins. People are in complete darkness. There are many who won't be able to see heaven. The Father says, "Children, your religion is one that gives a lot of happiness." People don't understand anything. Even the people of Barrett have forgotten what heaven was. Christians speak of the existence of heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan are called a god and goddess. Therefore, it is definitely only God who would make them that. The Father explains, you have to make a lot of effort. Look at your charts every day. Which physical senses deceived me today? Even the mouth deceives a great deal. In the early days, Baba used to hold a court in which everyone would confess the mistakes they had made. I secretly took something and ate it. Even some daughters from very good homes would admit this. Maya attacks you in this way. To eat something secretly is stealing. That too from Shiv Baba's yagya. That is very bad. Someone who steals even a straw is the same as someone who steals 100,000. Maya completely catches hold of you by your nose. This is a very bad habit. What would you become if you had bad habits? It is not a big thing to go to heaven, but there are different levels of status there. There is so much difference between kings and subjects. The physical senses deceive you a great deal. You should be cautious of them. If you want to claim a high status, you have to follow the Father's directions fully. The Father gives directions, and Maya comes in between and creates obstacles. The Father says, don't forget. Otherwise, there will be great repentance at the end. You will then also have visions of failing. You now say that you will change from an ordinary human into Narayan. But you must check yourselves and also write your charts. There are many who hardly understand this or put it into practice. However, Baba says, you will progress a lot by doing this. You should write your chart for the whole day. One's eyes deceive one a lot. When someone sees another, he will think that she is very nice and will then talk to her. Then his heart's desire would be to give her a gift or to give her tasty things to eat. He would be constantly thinking about her. You children understand that this requires a lot of effort. The physical senses deceive you a lot because this is the kingdom of Ravan. The father says there is nothing to worry about there because the kingdom of Ravan does not exist there. There is nothing to worry about at all. If there were worries there, what would be the difference between heaven and hell? You children are studying with God in order to attain a very high status. The father explains, Maya makes you defame me. You defamed me, and I came and uplifted you. Children, if you have impure vision, you will cause yourselves a loss. The destination is very high. This is why Baba says, look at your own chart. Did I perform any sinful action? Did I deceive anyone? You now have to become conquerors of sinful actions. No one, apart from you children, knows about the era of the conquerors of sinful actions. The father explains that it is now 5,000 years since the era of conquerors of sinful actions. Then, when they perform sinful actions, they go onto the path of sin. There are the terms action, neutral action, and sinful action. The actions people perform in the kingdom of Maya are sinful. There are no vices in the Golden Age, so there are no sins committed. Only you know these things, because each of you receives a third eye of this knowledge. You have become the ones with a third eye. It is the Father who makes you Trikaldashi and Trinetri. Because you have become theists, you have also become Trikaldashi. You have the secrets of the whole drama in your intellects. There is the incorporeal world, the subtle region, the corporeal world, and the cycle of 84 births, and how the founders of other religions come. They cannot grant you salvation. They cannot even be called gurus. Only the One Father is the bestower of salvation for all. Everyone is now to receive salvation. Those people are founders of religions, not gurus. Founders of religions are instruments to establish a religion. They don't grant anyone salvation. Neither can anyone receive salvation by remembering them, nor can anyone's sins be absolved. All of that is devotion. The father explains, Maya is very powerful. There is a war with her. You are the Shiv Shakti Pandav army. All of you are Pandavs, guides. You show everyone the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. You are guides. You tell everyone to remember the Father so that their sins can be absolved. If someone then performs sinful actions, he also accumulates 100-fold punishment. As far as possible, don't perform any sinful actions. The physical senses deceive you a lot. The Father understands this from each one's activities. Children experience storms of Maya. It is only when there is the awareness of man and woman that there are storms. So there has to be so much control over your eyes. I am a child of Shiv Baba. Some children even make a promise to the Father and have Rakhi tied, but in spite of that, Maya deceives them a lot and they can't free themselves. Only when you control your physical senses can you reach your Karmatit stage. It is easy to say that you will become Lakshmi or Narayan, but there also has to be understanding. The Father says, put the directions into practice. Continue to say, Baba, Baba. We will claim our full inheritance from Baba. We will never find such a teacher anywhere else. If even the deities don't know these things, how could those of other religions who come later know anything? Baba says, even if this one says something, just consider it to be Shiv Baba who is saying it. Don't think that it is this Dada who is saying it. This is my chariot. What can he do? I am giving you, children, the kingdom. This chariot is not doing that. He is a complete beggar. He is also claiming his inheritance from Baba. Just as you are making effort, so this one is doing the same. He is also leading a student life. I have taken this chariot on loan. He is now impure. You are now studying in order to become worthy of worship deities, to become deities from human beings. If this is not in someone's fortune, he would say that he has doubts about how Shiv Baba comes and teaches, that he doesn't understand this at all. Your sins cannot be absolved without having remembrance of the Father. There will then have to be full punishment. A kingdom is being established. A king has so many maids. Baba has had a lot of connection with kings. Maids are given as part of the dowry. Since there are so many maids here, just think how many there would be in the Golden Age. This is also a kingdom that is being established. Baba knows what each one is doing. Baba can tell any of you from your chart what you would become if you were to die now. You will all reach your Karmatit stage at the end, number-wise. This is an income. People are so busy earning an income that they are on the telephone even during their meals. Such people cannot take this knowledge. Only poor and ordinary ones come here. The wealthy say they don't have time. Oho, all you have to do is to remember the Father so that your sins are absolved. Baba repeatedly explains to you children. Give everyone this message, so that none can say that they didn't know Shiv Baba had come. Throughout the day, just continue to say, Baba, Baba. Some daughters remember Baba a great deal. Some children have tears of love, just mentioning Shiv Baba's name. They are so eager to come and meet him. They haven't even seen Baba, yet they are so desperate to meet him. whereas those who have seen him don't believe in him. They shed tears of love while sitting far away. It is a wonder. Many have visions of Brahma. As you progress further, many will have visions. When a person is dying, many others go to him and tell him to remember God. You too should remember Shiv Baba. The father says, children, continue to make up time in your efforts. Whenever you have an opportunity, make up time. The income is huge. Some are such that no matter how much you explain to them, it just doesn't sit in their intellects. The father says, don't become like that. Benefit yourselves. Follow the father's Srimat. The father is making you into the most elevated human beings of all. This is your aim and objective. Baba continues to show you so many ways to do service. You have to give everyone the message so that they understand that you are telling them the truth. It is only through this war that there will be peace and happiness in Bharat in particular and the world in general. You have to print such leaflets in all languages. Bharat is huge. Everyone has to know about it so that no one can say that he wasn't aware. You would say, oh, but we dropped leaflets from aeroplanes, printed it in the papers and you didn't wake up. This has also been shown. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Check all the bad habits you have in yourself and make effort to remove them. Keep your chart with honesty. Follow the father's directions. 2. Don't do anything through which you would dishonor the father's name. Be concerned for your own progress. Don't have the slightest bad vision. Blessing. May you follow every order, whether physical or subtle, and become completely obedient to the Father. The children who are obedient in following subtle orders develop the power to follow the physical orders. The subtle and main order is constantly stay in remembrance and become pure in your thoughts, words and deeds. Let there not be any impurity or uncleanliness in your thoughts. If your old impure sanskars touch your thoughts, you cannot be called perfect Vaishnavas or completely pure. So do not have a single thought without following the orders. You would then be called one who is completely obedient. Slogan. To know the Father and to say Baba from your heart is the biggest speciality. Aviat signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. In order to make your stage constant, become a karma yogi. No matter what type of person comes in front of a karma yogi, he will remain constantly loving and detached. Through this knowledge, he is aware that that is the part that one is playing. He will consider those who are good to be good and remain a detached observer. And as a detached observer, he will observe with a vision of mercy someone bad. Whilst being merciful, he will have benevolent and good wishes to transform that one. This is the way to make your stage constant. Om Shanti.